The compromise bill would reduce the overall Kansas sales tax rate by a fraction this coming July, but cut the grocery tax by almost half. As long as the state has the money, the rate would continue to inch down, reaching zero in about 3 years. Republicans on the committee defeated attempts by Democrats to speed up that timetable. Representative Adam Smith, the Republican chair of the committee, says because the state's financial condition could change in a hurry, the gradual approach is safer. Doing away with the tax will reduce state revenues by about $600 million a year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.